From WBUR in Boston, I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We are pleased to be joined this hour by the listeners of WFCR in Amherst for this special statewide edition of Radio Boston.
We're going to return now to our coverage of yesterday's violent storms. Let's check in with WBUR's Kurt Nickisch. He's on the phone now. He's in Munson, a town in central Mass, which was hit particularly hard yesterday. And hi there, Kurt.
Hi, Anthony.
So give us a scene on the ground there. What are you seeing?
Oh, it is brutal. I mean, Munson sits in a valley, and you can see where this big twister came over the hill, basically bisected the town, splitting it right through, and ran up the other hill. And, I mean, those trees there were giant trees where the crowns are all knocked off, and basically they look like strips of stubble where the tornado came through. And, of course, you can imagine the devastation it did to the houses and buildings on the way, ripped off roofs, flipped one house over. It toppled the steeple of a church. It looks just like a big game of Jenga after you lose. Other houses are just flattened where everything collapsed into the basement. And there are pieces of metal from the school gymnasium that are wrapped around, you know, telephone poles and parts of houses a quarter mile away. And you know, amidst all this, you see all these things that you normally see inside a home, or these human touches of like a girl's sunglasses just sitting in the street, or hangers out in the grass, or a lacrosse stick just strewn somewhere.
Kurt, you've been filing some amazing pictures that are on our website at WBUR.org from Munson, and what you're describing with words right now, I'm looking at right in front of me, and I'm seeing the houses are gone, ripped out to their foundations. They're extraordinarily dramatic photographs, and it makes me ask, how is it possible that no one was killed? I understand there were no fatalities in Munson.
It really is extremely fortunate. I mean, some people really had very little warning, even saw it coming over the hill, or, you know, some people told me it, they saw it flip that house over, and then they just ran down into their basement. In a number of houses, people had to dig their way back out. Neighbors came over to help sort of pull the rubble away so people could climb out. In one house, three teenage girls were in the basement, and everything sort of collapsed at one end of the basement, and they were at the other end. Their father, I talked to him, and he's a trucker. He was actually coming back home. He was about an hour away. And he says he always gives his daughters, you know, a hard time for being on iPods and texting on the phone all the time. And he says that they found out by texting, found out from a friend that there was a tornado warning, found out from a friend that there was a tornado, and they ran into the basement. And he says he's never going to give them a hard time about it again.
Oh, boy. What are you hearing from residents there about how they are, what they need, how they're responding to the situation right now?
Yeah, well, very, very soberly, I would say. Almost, I mean, not overly emotional. People are sort of humbled by the whole experience, and they sort of speak quietly. You know, you see people just walk up to each other and without even talking to each other, just give each other a hug. Or they'll just sit on the front steps and pet their cat. I mean, there is a lot of work and cleanup being done, you know, but in some places it's just irretrievable. And a lot of people are just talking to their neighbors, trying to get their heads on straight, you know, just checking in on other people to make sure they're okay.
Kurt, this is a sort of difficult question and a difficult time to ask people, but is there a sense there that folks are going to be able to rebuild this town, or is there a sense that some of the destruction there is just permanent and folks are going to move elsewhere?
It's a really great question. I mean, there are, of course, the signs of reconstruction or at least recovery there in all the insurance adjusters who are starting, you know, to arrive in town, the people walking around with notepads or taking pictures, and then FEMA was here talking to folks, but really no specifics about what to do. A lot of people, you know, talk about the flood that happened here back in the 50s and how the town, you know, rebuilt after that. And everybody I talk to says that they're going to rebuild. That, of course, is an economic question, how well the assistance or insurance helps them get back on their feet and, you know, make the right decision. So a lot of people say this, you know, this is a bedroom community where a lot of folks work in Worcester and Springfield. They like this small town neighborhood feel, very tight knit. They want to stay. Everyone I spoke to says they're going to, you know, they're going to rebuild. But, you know, there were a lot of old, beautiful old homes that were destroyed. And one guy told me, you know, I want to rebuild. I did a lot of work on this place, you know, but putting up a new house, it's just not going to feel the same.
Well, quite a story, Kurt. Thanks so much for reporting for us. That's Kurt Nickisch reporting from the town of Munson. You can see some of his photos from the town on our website, radioboston.org.